Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the... Hey, Jamie, it's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to nationals this year! Sorry, it's pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You are Locked On Pelicans, your daily podcast on the New Orleans Pelicans, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
Welcome to another edition of Locked On Pelicans, the only daily podcast covering your favorite team, the New Orleans Pelicans, and NBA as a whole, available on iTunes, on Audio Boom, wherever podcasts are found. So please subscribe to Locked On Pelicans. I'm your host, Jake Madison, at Nola Jake on Twitter. Excited to be with you all here today. It's Wednesday, kind of a minor emergency pod, I guess is what we're going to call it. Didn't need to happen overnight. Didn't have a computer where I could have recorded overnight anyway, too. So, talking about the Ian Clark signing for the Pelicans, kind of a surprise on a very good contract. The numbers on the deal are absolutely phenomenal for the team. This speaks to kind of what I talked about the other day on Tuesday's podcast, yesterday's, with the Pelicans, talking about how there's money kind of drying up around the league and guys are kind of in for a shock on some of these deals that they're going to get. And Dante Cunningham is kind of one of them too. But the other guy here is Ian Clark. I think everyone thought he'd be getting more than a veteran's minimum. So I'm going to break this signing down for you, talk a little bit about the numbers, where the Pelicans go from here, a few other things, and what's probably going to be a quicker podcast today. So let's just kind of jump right into everything with Locked On Pelicans. So news broke yesterday that Ian Clark signed with the Pels, came from, of course, Shams Charania. I don't even know how to pronounce his last name, but anyway, came from Shams over at Yahoo and The Vertical. He's breaking news like Woj used to. And it sounds like the deal is for a vet's minimum of $1.6 million. And this is significantly less than I think what anyone thought he would go for. Like I said in the opening part, this speaks to the larger issue around the league that all this money and... is kind of drying up around the league. Roster spots are also drying up due to a lot of non-guaranteed deals with things. And so it's been kind of interesting to see how teams and people are kind of reacting. You're going to end up seeing a lot of these one-year deals where players hope to get a longer-term, bigger money contract next season after playing on 1 year because they can't get it right now, and it's better to sign with a team before all these spots are gone and you're kind of left on the end of the rotation. And I think that's what happened here with Ian Clark. This is a good player that people thought would go for more than the mid-level exception to start free agency, and now he's signing for the vet minimum of $1.6 million, which is actually less, and this is kind of mind-blowing here. This is less than Darius Miller got. Ian Clark's been in the NBA the past 4 years. Past 2 years is when he's really, you know, gotten minutes and played, especially this past season where he averaged 14.8 minutes per game. The year before that, only 8.8. But he almost averaged 7 points last season per game, 6.8. In 14.8 minutes, but he got more money than Darius Miller, who's playing in the German league, which is kind of surprising. So good job on the Pelicans, seeing there was some value to be had here, and signing him on kind of one of those prove me deals, wait for it deals that you're kind of seeing go around the league. And this is, you know, almost what you would expect Dante Cunningham to end up signing with the Pelicans too, maybe for a little bit more since they have his bird rights. But Ian Clark, kind of similar deal to Ian Clark, 1 year for low money than he would have, less than he would have gotten elsewhere. But this podcast is about Ian Clark, so let's dive in a little bit about what he does. And this is a guy who, he's 26, he's gotten an NBA title, has been to 2 straight finals now, and he kind of was a bit of a contributor for them last season, averaging 6.8 points per game, 1.6 rebounds, 1.2 assists, half a steal per game, not really a block, and he did it on 48.7% shooting. And of course, the number we're all concerned about when it comes to shooting is going to be that 3-point percentage. And he shot 37.4% last year, but even better than that, he shot 41.5% on catch and shoot threes, so kickouts coming from the bigs, things like that. He does pretty well on those type of situations. I think And this is why I'm not like beyond excited about this signing like some people are. You know, he played in the Golden State offense. All of his numbers are going to be inflated and look better than probably what they truly are. That 41.5%, those are all going to be so damn wide open because he's playing in Golden State with all of those different players and four, you know, all NBA guys and a top to bottom roster that is basically stacked, which I think inflates his numbers a little bit. He's only taken 112, where are my total numbers here? 112, he's taken only 308 total three-pointers in his career. So it's really, you know, a bad sample size here to really determine how good of a three-point shooter is. He's not, you know, going to light it up from deep, on fire here necessarily. So I think that's part of the situation that the numbers get overinflated. But he is good, and he has potential to break out and be a go-to scorer at times. He averaged, like I said, last season, 14.8 points per game, but he did have 14 games where he played more than 20 minutes. In two of those 14 games, 20-plus performances, and then more than that, too. And then he also had the 36-point game in a win against the San Antonio Spurs. So all of those are good things to see. He can clearly take over and get out there and score and kind of be a go-to needed scorer, which the Pelicans hopefully will be able to use him as. I'm not really worried or caring. It's not worry. I don't care about the championship pedigree. And I got air quotes going on here. I don't think that matters for this team here. I just want this guy to come in and play well. And basically, he's going to do it by scoring and shooting from the outside. So when you pair him with Rondo, he is a good enough three-point shooter to really space the court enough for him and to keep that going. He also can drive and attack the rim. As you can see, you're not going to have a 36-point game just by shooting three-pointers unless you're Steph Curry or Klay Thompson. So he can get out there and attack the rim, and he does a good enough job with that to be able to play alongside Rondo and Drew Holiday there too, to mix it up. He does everything well enough. He's not amazing at everything, does everything well enough, which is why I think he kind of fits in as a rotational piece for this Pelicans roster. Before I get to talking about Ian Clark a little bit more, you know, training camps for the NFL are in full swing. The Saints are out there on airline practicing. Probably as I'm recording this right now, I'm seeing like the updates from it on Twitter. And that means fantasy football's right around the corner. And the Locked On Podcast Network actually has a full-on fantasy football podcast to help you win your league, win some money, get the bragging rights from your friends, and more importantly than anything else, not finish last, because that's terrible. So make sure you're subscribed to Locked On Fantasy Football. There's also one for fantasy basketball during the season. And of course, it's the Locked On Podcast Network. There is a podcast for your favorite team, whether that's the Pelicans, the Saints, another football team, another basketball team, what have you, for everything. Daily, the whole, you know, motto of the network is your team every day. So make sure you're subscribed and listening to as many different podcasts as you can, because there is some great content here on the network. And go win your fantasy football league. Subscribe to Locked On Fantasy Football.
You're listening to Love Advice with Leanne. Caller, you're on the air.
Hi, Leanne. Longtime listener, first-time caller. Why, in your professional opinion, do you never take my calls off the air?
Is this Carl?
Yep, it's Carl. I mean, we had a few dates. Everything was great, I thought.
Well, you know, when you switch to GEICO, you could save a lot of money on car insurance.
Okay, awesome.
You should call them.
I will.
GEICO, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
So back to Ian Clark and the different things he can do. So now you start looking at this roster and getting kind of worried maybe a little bit about the rotation. And I don't think that's something we need to really be too concerned about with just yet. So there's 48 minutes, you know, in a basketball game, and there's two guard positions. So let's say, you know, you're looking at 48 plus 48, so 96 minutes right there for the guard rotation, just for guards. I mean, if you take out, say, and I'm doing some numbers on the calculator as I do this, you know, screw it, I'm not going to do that. But you're going to have 30-something for Drew. You're going to probably have right around 30 between, I'd say, 26 and 30 minutes for Rondo, maybe in some games a little bit more. Etuan Moore, a guy who I like and I think is maybe going to fall out of this rotation somewhat, or at least definitely be on the bench to start the year. He played 25 minutes per game last year. The year before that, he was at 21.5. And career is around 18.7 minutes per game. So also he's in line for maybe, I'd say, no more than 25 minutes a game, maybe even less right now. For him, you've got Jordan Crawford all of a sudden as well. And I'm not going to factor in Frank Jackson because I think he's going to spend most of his time in the D League. And by the way, officially, as I get the emails right now, the Pelicans have signed Jalen Jones to the two-way contract and Charles Cook to the two-way contract. So good for those guys. So you're starting to see this rotation kind of fill out a little bit. And it looks a little bit tight, but I think there's enough minutes to go around. The other issue is there's a lack of wing depth. You really have Solomon Hill and Darius Miller right now, and certainly those guys aren't going to necessarily fill up most of the wing minutes, meaning some of the guards might play there, and we might see a three-guard lineup at times. Maybe you will see Drew Holiday, Rondo, Ian Clark, or instead of Clark, each one more out on the wing. Not for a lot of the time, I don't think. I think they want to run Solomon Hill out there. But in stretches and periods, I certainly think you're going to see it. And you can also do it with a smaller lineup where you have Davis or Cousins at the five and then Solomon Hill at the four and then maybe three guards, because that is a team that can get out there and run all of a sudden with Holiday and Rondo and say Ian Clark, Hill, and Davis, or even Cousins. That team can get out and run and should be a lot of fun to see in transition. So I know people are worried about the rotation and what's going to happen, and it kind of seems like if they are going to make a trade, Etuan Moore is going to be, you know, the odd man out. But I think this will work out pretty well for the Pels because you should be able to see a lot of three-guard lineups that are going to work. And one of the reasons that will work here, especially with Ian Clark, is, and it's something I neglected to touch on, he works really well off the ball, cutting around, darting around. That's one of the biggest things that he does so well. And I think one of the reasons why the Pelicans are going to be really excited to have him is his cutting and being able to get in the lane, get the ball, and finish in transition. So it's going to be interesting to see what he's able to do and how he fits in, because I could see them using him on the wing a good bit. So that's going to do it for this edition of Locked On Pelicans, the Ian Clark edition. I'll probably have something written about him in the next day or so, especially the off-ball movement, because that is going to be key for this Pelicans team. Nice to see the Pels going out and making a signing, also an important thing. They've been relatively quiet, but they're being smart, it seems like, just waiting for the market and dust to kind of settle. And you end up with a guy like Ian Clark, who everyone thought was going to get maybe above $6 million, coming in for $1.6 million, less than Darius Miller, which is an insane number. So that's probably going to do it for this week of Locked On Pelicans, unless something else happens and breaks. So the news of the week is Ian Clark and then the two-way contracts with Charles Cook and Jalen Jones. Saints training camp, that's going to be kind of all the news with everything. So unless the Pels make a trade, something else, this is really kind of going to be wrapping up the week for you guys. So thank you all for listening. Don't forget, subscribe to the podcast. Leave it 5 stars on iTunes. All of that really does make a difference. And follow it on social media at Locked On Pels on Twitter. Like it on Facebook. Just search Locked On Pelicans. Don't forget at the New Movement Theater in the Bywater on St. Claude. I forget the address. August 24th, around 6 o'clock, we are doing a live meetup. I will do the podcast live from there. So that should be a lot of fun as well. Make sure you come out. I'm going to be happy to talk Pelicans with everyone. Should have one or two other guys from bourbonstreetshots.com there, along with Chris Drew, local comedian who runs the theater. You guys have heard him on the podcast before. Always fun to talk with him. It's got alcohol too. It's a bar. That helps. Always a good thing. So thank you all for listening to the podcast this week, Locked On Pelicans. I'm your host, Jake Madison, at Nola Jake on Twitter, and we'll be back with you all next week.